This episode is brought to you by the Girls Just Want to Believe Foundation, a nonprofit in Spicer's Creek, New South Wales, Australia. GSWB Foundation encourages girls to look to the sky for UAPs in a world that tells them it's only for boy weirdos. UFO hunting is for girl weirdos, too.
Minefield Season 4.
Episode 82, The Minefield MF-23. Thank you for being here. Let me start with a new segment of ours. It's a sponsored segment. It's sponsored by Zaxby's in Baxley, Georgia. Give it up for Zaxby's in Baxley. If you're heading through South Georgia, middle, central Georgia, hold out and wait till you get to Baxley and eat at the Zaxby's there in Baxley. It's fantastic Zaxby's. Some of the best Zaxby's I've ever had in my life. And I've had Zaxby's all over the country, all over the world, to be honest. So this new segment's called Favorites. It's brought to you by Zaxby's in Baxley. I get information from people, you know, get emails, I get mentions on Twitter, I get voicemails, you know, I get a lot of comments on the podcast, I get reviews and stuff like that. So I'm going to go through every week and find the funniest part of last week's podcast. I'm going to sort of just pick it out of just sort of general consensus that I'm getting from comments and stuff, people's favorite scenes or whatever from the previous episode. It's called Favorites. It's kind of a way for you guys to participate in the podcast by leaving comments and stuff on our YouTube page. Wherever you communicate with us, I'll take it into account. So this is called Favorites, and here is last week's funniest scene, according to everybody, in the comments section.
And you're just going to concentrate, and you're not going to pay attention to anything else. Because the only thing that matters is your breath. So keep your mind clear. Focus on the breath and ignore all other sounds. Hold, and then slowly exhale. Deep breath out. And hold.
Has my phone been on the entire time? I'm sorry about that. That is ridiculous. I did not realize that I don't know how to turn this thing off. I'm sorry about this. This is... Okay, it's been on the whole time, even when I was doing the dumb deep breath, whatever. All right, we're going to have to re-record all that.
More than a piece of dog shit. You shit me, farmer boy.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Last week. That was great. That was good stuff. Thanks, Zaxby's and Baxley, for that little segment sponsorship. It's just really fun just to kind of sit back and like, oh yeah, I am supposed to be the leader. I really am supposed to be the leader. So yeah, I got tickets. You heard correctly. My buddy Jonathan called me and said he had tickets. He had an extra ticket, actually, to see Georgia and Ole Miss play football at Sanford Stadium. And I said, that sounds right up my alley. And the Ole Miss game was amazing. I drove out to Crawford, Georgia, to pick up the boys out to Crawford, out to Arnoldsville. Love it out there. Love it out southeast of Athens. I've got a cool idea. We're going to raise some money on Patreon. I'm going to put half the episode on the podcast for free coming up soon. Probably going to start this in 2025. We're gearing up for it in 2024, and we'll release it in 2025. But it's a Patreon model for the podcast where I'm going to use half of the podcast for free on, you know, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts.
and the rest will be on Patreon. Now, what half, you ask? I'm going to do every other sentence, so it's almost impossible to understand unless you are a Patreon subscriber. Now, I'm not forcing you to be a Patreon subscriber, but I almost am forcing you to do that. It's not going to be bad. It's a $600 a month commitment to what we're doing here at the Mindfield MF23. And I know you believe in it, and I know it won't be a problem. But yes, I went to the Georgia-Ole Miss game. It was supposed to be one of those tough games for Georgia this year in 2023. It was supposed to be one of those games that we were supposed to be, you know, it was going to come down to the wire, and it wasn't. It was another one of those Georgia blowouts like the Kentucky game in 2023 where we were playing a ranked team that was supposed to be scary and was going to maybe give us fits, and they ended up getting 50-something put on them, and we had no problem with it. So I picked up the boys out in the country, had a great tailgating spot thanks to some friends of ours who invited us over, smoked a victory cigar before the game down in the river, you know, drank a bottle of Moet in celebration before the game. And I was booted up with a pair of my favorite Georgia work boots. One of our great sponsors, they're my big steel-toed brown Georgia work boots, and I love them. They were perfect for that setting. It was cold, it was a little damp, a little misty, and I was sitting high and dry with my toes just warm and dry. We had great seats in the end zone, and the funk was put on Ole Miss. Not even close. Slow start for Georgia, quick little deficit, and then just straight into fifth gear for the whole rest of the game. So yes, we do talk a little bit about football. I know I play you, you know, a few clips here and there. We talk a little bit about going to games. I know that we have thousands of people though who listen because of the UFO stuff, and they say to me, "When are you going to talk about UFOs?" And we have thousands and thousands of people who listen to us for the Bigfoot stuff, and they go, "When are you going to give us more Bigfoot material?" And then there's my meditation folks, the people who listen to us for meditation, you know, and that's. That's the issue with being a non-genre, which is a non-genre, and that's what the Mindfield and MF23 is. We're kind of all over the place. We're debunking Bigfoot sightings. We're hunting for UFOs. We're teaching you how to breathe and think beautiful, clear blue thoughts and smiles and warmth. Give yourself a hug and take a deep breath. So yeah, we want to do a lot. We've got a lot on our plate in that direction. Let's do some debunking, some pre-bunking on a recent Sasquatch sighting, thanks to our friends over at BigfootMap.com. All right, so this is from the Bald Eagle State Forest area of Pennsylvania outside of State College. It's a sighting from earlier this fall, actually, from October 5th, 11:30 at night. Like I said, outside of State College. Now, the description starts off thus. I have an in-ground pool I swim in regularly, period. Now, that's always an interesting way to start off a report on a Bigfoot sighting. But let's see where it goes from there. I have an in-ground pool I swim in regularly. I got high and went to swim around 6 p.m. or so. So they got stoned and got in an in-ground pool in their backyard in State College. All right, I'm sort of putting this all together. I woke up at 11:30 or 12, and it's pitch black. By the way, they got in at 6 p.m. They would have us believe that they were in there for 5.5 or 6 hours. If true, terrifying. Possibly life-threatening. Sorry. Back to the story. But can you imagine? Okay, anyway, whatever. Back to the story. I wake up at midnight. It's pitch black. I go to put my chickens away. All right. It's very dark back in that area. So I turn my light on and I see something large far away. It seems to notice the light, so it runs. It was very fast. It had very long arms and bent knees. I don't know exactly a height, but it was far and it remained large. Now, that's gibberish, but I believe that to mean that even as the animal got farther away, it remained large in their eyes. It remained tall. Somehow proving that it was a huge animal. They didn't report any young Bigfoot children, infants, or anything. No footprints. They heard some wood knocking beforehand. That's a sort of a checkbox that you put down for any sort of Bigfoot sighting. You know, did you see a young one? Did you find any footprints? Did you find any fur? Did you find anything left over? Did you hear wood knocking or vocalizations or some sort of communication or signaling from the animal? None of that. Heard a little bit of wood knocking, but still, what a fascinating story. It's got me thinking about this kid who gets high, goes out, gets in his hot tub, out in a rural foresty state forest area, state park area, where he's probably backing up to like a lot of acreage. It's dark. Not a highly populated area either. On the outskirts of smaller towns. Gets stoned, gets in the hot tub at 6, about dinner time. Wakes up. Saturday Night Live is on, by the way. That's how long you've been in the hot tub, buddy. Then he says, wait a minute, my chickens. So he goes to take care of his chickens, sees an enormous animal that sees his flashlight. It runs away. It's an enormous, enormous animal. Black fur, dark fur. It was very fast, with very long arms and bent knees, running on two legs. Excellent sighting. I will pre-bunk it without doing any research into it and say that it was a bear. And not even because he was stoned and also on the brink of going into shock because he'd been in a hot tub for 6 hours. And not just because his intestines were boiling and his brain was cooking, but it was also just a bear, probably. But I love the input. I love the sighting. Keep them coming, folks. We are a Bigfoot pre-bunking podcast, in addition to a lot of other subject matters, but pre-bunking involves me debunking a sighting before I even really dig into it. Sometimes I say it's a hunter. That was probably a hunter. And then sometimes I say, that was probably a bear. By the way, and that usually covers it.
I'm your new leader.
Hi. Kind of amazing. I am the leader. I really am.
Minefield Season 4. Talking about.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be back soon with some recent UFO news. We're going to do a little like tutorial and on all the recent sightings, all the things you need to know about everything that's going on with UFOs these days in the UFO news, what's going on in Washington, D.C., what's happening in the fringe chat rooms, what's being reported on the Mutual UFO, what's being reported on the Mutual UFO network, things like that. There's a lot going on, and we're going to try to put it all together for you soon. We'll be back soon. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, we have a title sponsorship now, so please visit our sponsors. This is a big deal. This is the end of the latest Jim Ellis Mazda of Gwinnett's Mindfield Meditation Podcast. That's what we're now called. The Jim Ellis Mazda of Gwinnett Mindfield Meditation Podcast. So thank you from everyone else here at the Jim Ellis Mazda of Gwinnett Mindfield Meditation Podcast. Good night. Talk to you soon.